Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Epic wild card weekend. It wasn't wild card. Divisional round weekend. Just an epic weekend. I feel like we do this to ourselves every year. Mm-hmm. We get so fired up for wild card weekend, and then there's some duds in there, and we're like, ah, and then the divisional round comes and just kicks your ass.
Some duds. There were six duds on wild card weekend this year.
Mostly duds. Listen, phone lines are packed.
When you keep trying to put more teams in the playoffs, you're going to get horrible teams playing against very good teams.
Because the two seed used to get a bye. Now the two seed's kicking the snot out of a mediocre team. Phone lines are packed, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. And I want to have a quarterback discussion based on a lot of things we saw this weekend. But I need to cede the floor to Jim Andrew Mullins, the 16th, a.k.a. Landfill. Landfill has some thoughts about the 2018 draft that are really pretty astute. And I'd like you, sir, to basically just repeat the rant you just went on without the curse words, please.
The fundamental issue is the swearing is mostly the only thing that I remember.
So Landfill's point is that Josh Allen went 7th overall to the Bills.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield went first. Sam Darnold, I think, went 2nd. Oh, he went 3rd. Saquon went 2nd. Okay. So you could poke some holes at the top of this draft. The Washington football team selected 13th.
Yeah, they took Teron Payne 13th.
And what else could have happened should a quarterback needy team be in a position to go after Josh Allen?
Oh right. Like, so the pick before Josh Allen was taken, the Colts had the pick, and they just desperately needed offensive linemen. They ended up drafting a guard, Quentin Nelson, who's really good. But like, you drafted a guard with the 6th overall pick. What are you doing? Here's the thing, though. We drafted a guard with the 5th overall pick. You could have just traded that guy, gone up and got Josh Allen. Instead, though, we traded for Alex Smith because Kirk Cousins wasn't good enough. Alex Smith is like slightly worse than Kirk Cousins, but they also saved like $4 million. So this is just genius general managering team building by Bruce Allen. Don't even try to get a good quarterback. Knowingly make yourself worse at quarterback so you can save a little bit of money and really improve on the interior of the D-line. This is just incompetence, and it's been incompetent. This team has been incompetent for years. That's all I have to say.
All very correct. That gets me to this question, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen has clearly developed. He's developed his game. He's an accurate passer where he wasn't always. Yep. He's worked hard. They've put talent around him. The coaching staff has developed the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Had Washington drafted him, had Washington traded up to 6 for Indy and taken Josh Allen, would he have developed here?
I can't guarantee that. I can't say yes necessarily. Maybe if we had different coaching staff would have stayed around at that point. I don't know. But I've seen a multitude of people come in here and don't seem to develop. And I think everyone likes to look at the success of a team, of a player, and automatically assume the same thing would have happened. When you look at Aaron Rodgers, back, 16, 17 years ago? When he came here, when he went to Green Bay, he was sitting behind Brett Favre. And they seemed to have a very good organization and things were working. Then Brett leaves and he gets his chance. They had a team that was built, and that team had gone to a Super Bowl. I'm right. Jason Campbell comes here. He had 4 different offensive coordinators in a matter of 4 to 5 years.
Is that good for a young quarterback?
No. Who's to say And remember, Aaron Rodgers is a guy who's dropped to 24. Okay? Who's to say he would have got better? But for those who think that because you're praising Josh Allen now and acting as if you were supposed to be praising him back then, when he came out of college, he did have an issue with accuracy. He wasn't anywhere close to what he is now. But he put in work and his coaching staff put in work to get him to this point. So when I say something good about Josh Allen today, I'm not discussing Josh Allen from 5 years ago. So if I said questionable pick 5 years ago, and today I say this dude is damn good, who's the guy we think is the best quarterback of all time? Isn't that Tom Brady?
Correct.
He was a 6th-round draft pick, people. So if you knock Tom Brady in 19, whatever the hell it was, okay, are you wrong today if you start praising him for being the best ever? Our opinions change based off of the performance of the said player. So Josh Allen today is light years better than what he was when he was drafted. So it's no issue. You got to have the proper people in place that can take guy from point A to point B. And if you don't, the same player who was great coming out of college can become mediocre in this league, or the person who was very good, I mean, was okay in college and people have questions, but they see an upside, a good coaching staff can bring him to that upside.
Plenty of phone calls here. Let's go to our boy Numb Clown. What's up, Numb Clown?
What's happening, JP? How you doing, Brody?
Good, man. How about you?
Man, I can't complain. Got another day off, so I'm cooling right now. B-Mitch, how you doing, big bro?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Man, I can't call it. Hey, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to the guys in the fish tank. Cody, that's my dude. If Kenny Pickett comes to D.C., let's jump him.
Love it.
I'm with you. I got your back, bro.
Cody's definitely with that.
Right. And Landfill, if you come to Texas, man, we got Houston and Dallas. So I'm going to be at both of those games. You come down to Texas, it's always 420 and miles.
Landfill's fired up. All right, man. Thank you. Good to hear from you, pal. That's our friend, Numb Clown. He's going to jump Kenny Pickett and Cody.
That's why I had numbers in his name.
I think that sounds about right. Harry, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, bud?
Hanging in there. A little disappointed. The best thing I seen this weekend was all four games. I mean, they were great. And also, you can add Rodgers getting beat. I can't stand the man. I think he's a phony piece of you know what. Anyway, and then the worst thing, the absolute worst thing, I had a money line parlay on the Bills and the
Chiefs.
Bills and Rams had a $200 money parlay. 13 seconds ago, I'm firing up the cigar, man.
Oh, that's brutal.
Thing I know, I'm down grieving, man. Couldn't believe it, man. It's unbelievable.
Sorry, dude.
Unbelievable game. Yeah, it was a nice hit, too, if I've got it. But smart thing I did is I money-lined the Rams and moved the spread on the Buffalo game to 7.5. I did hit that one.
All right,
I'd have loved it at the other one.
Thank you, Harry.
All right, bro. I had a buddy who built, he took all the dogs. So when they had 13 seconds on the clock, I sent him a text. How much money did you win? And he sent me a text back. It wasn't very, very kind. Then he called me this morning, and he called me, you father ducker. I'm like, how much you win? And he sent this little look, and this funny thing. I said, I guess you should have cashed out because he had two bets that he was rolling with all the underdogs. And one of them, he said he did. But then this morning, he gave me a earful and everything else because I guess I called too soon. Not my 13 seconds on the clock, I felt the game was over.
If you check at JP Finley NBCS on Twitter, I did point out they only need a field goal.
Yeah.
The way that game was going.
But I expected that field goal to be anywhere from 55 yards to longer.
Right.
I didn't expect them to have a chip shot, basically, like field goal, for a good kicker.
Right.
Yeah. And when it started a little left, I was like, ooh, and it went right through the upright. Okay.
So, inevitably, in Washington, the conversation comes back to the quarterback position. Ron Rivera's made it abundantly clear they're going all in on a QB.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some reporting. Remember how there was all this conversation about Brian Flores and Deshaun Watson, and that's why he wanted to go to Miami, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some reporting.
So they never met.
Refuting that, right?
Yeah. But you know how that happens, though. They start putting little issues into things after the fact.
Right. So, you start wondering where everybody's going to go, how it's all going to shake out. Think about one advantage Washington has if you're a veteran or even perhaps a younger quarterback. Because there's not a lot of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
McLaurin, good O-line. Gibson, not a ton of. Rivera says that it's very sellable. It could look very attractive if they start to win. But it's kind of a chicken or egg situation because you need the quarterback to start to win.
Mm-hmm.
Or winning at a higher pace anyway. Pittsburgh, for one, is the Steelers. They're a championship class organization that has been for a very long time. But if you're a veteran and you go to Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson might look damn good in that that black and gold, right?
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow, pardon me.
Made a song about it.
But he's playing Joe Burrow twice a year. He's playing Lamar Jackson twice a year.
But I don't think they really care. I think they both say that they're playing him too.
Sure, but playoffs. You're going to have to beat Burrow. You're going to have to beat Mahomes. You're going to have to beat Allen just to get to the Super Bowl, B.
True. But I think that's the last thing they think about.
Well, even if it's last on the list, tell the other side of that coin. At some point, Tom Brady's 44.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is 39.
Mm-hmm.
They're the two dominant teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
The path to the Super Bowl, it ain't the same as Allen, Burrow, Herbert, Mahomes.
The NFC
in the next 5 years looks much more open than the AFC.
But see, in the next 5 years, it can be a Herbert, a Burrow, and a damn Allen all in the NFC. It could be. We don't know. It could be those guys in the NFC, so it doesn't change. The last thing I think Russell Wilson or anybody else is going for a job is thinking, what's my easiest path? That's basketball thought process.
It's definitely a basketball thought
football
process.
Football don't think like that. Basketball try to make the football players, I'm going to the best team. And if I go to the best team, we should be able to beat anybody. If Russell were to go to Pittsburgh, imagine Russell in Pittsburgh this year with the receivers and the running back they had.
And the defense they
had. I guarantee you they're probably still playing.
I don't know. You haven't beaten the Chiefs?
His play is way better.
Even with Russ Wilson on the Steelers, you got him beating the Chiefs?
I guarantee he'd have much more passes down the field. They wouldn't
Sure, but you got him beat.
I think he had a better chance. Ben Roethlisberger was a damn a statue this year that couldn't throw the ball down the field. So a defense could easily prepare for them. Russ Wilson on that team, it's a different mindset. You know, I don't think anybody that are playing, even the damn Steelers, when they thought they could beat the Chiefs, they really think they could beat the Chiefs. And I think if you got Russell Wilson who can move around and throw the football, he has a chance of beating the Chiefs because he can give them a chance to stay out, keep them off the field. He can extend plays. He can extend drives. So I don't think these players are sitting up there talking about, oh, these guys are great. Hell, he think he's great. So he ain't worried about Patrick or anybody else. But in the next 4 to 5 years, the NFC may go get some young quarterbacks that can play. And I think what they need to think about is what team is going to develop talent so I have a chance.
If you're Deshaun Watson and you're a younger quarterback, 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
maybe I want to get, although, I mean, I think you could argue he's in the division to win in that AFC South, but perhaps that's more appealing. Look, I got a 10-year run with this team. We could put it together and be the lead contenders in our conference.
I think that's the thought process he would have for any team. I think, man, I look back when the NFC East, if you left the NFC East, you won a championship. Okay?
Is it crazy to you, I mean, especially as somebody that played for all, three of the four teams, how far the NFC East has fallen?
That ain't crazy. The thing about it is a lot of these people in this division are over loyal sometimes with talent, with players that don't deserve the loyalty.
I think three of the four teams has ownership that's way too involved.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. And the only one that doesn't is Philly, and they're the only one. I mean, I guess the Giants won a Super Bowl not this decade, right? The Eagles are the only ones who have won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
The Giants was what, 06 and 11 12, maybe?
12. 12,
okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying the whole thing of it is things change. Things move around. And with Deshaun Watson, if he's cleared and able to play, I would think he would have a lot of people want to go play with him. And if they go into a free agent market, whatever team he goes to can change drastically quickly. And it's about being competitive. That's what guys care about. And if I'm competitive and I believe that I'm the damn joker, I got to compare the squad and I'm a Deshaun Watson, I'm the big joker, I can change up what the rest of the quarterbacks are doing. I feel I'm better than them, and then my team can come up and compete against them. We play. But I don't think they'll sit there and go, oh, well, I'm better run over to this division. Football is the hardest sport for one person to make that big of a difference. But if I got a good team and I am the difference, I don't give a damn what you have on your team. You score 40, I score 42.
So you start looking at what we expect to happen. I think trying to predict what will happen with Aaron Rodgers is a fool's errand, right? Like, I don't know what that dude's going to do. Do you expect you get 100 chips,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers. Stay in Green Bay, retire, play somewhere else. I think I'm at least half on stay.
Yeah, I'm on stay because I think competitors would think this isn't the end how I wanted it to end. And he had everything officially how he wanted it. So if he goes and starts, he's going to go somewhere else and automatically – say everybody talking about, well, Adam says if Aaron Rodgers leave, he's leaving too. They can franchise tag him. So he's going to sit out a year because he won't be playing. And when they franchise tag him, he's going to be, what, $20 million? Probably.
Probably more now.
Probably
yeah.
More than that. So he probably will be playing here. He won't be probably playing with Aaron. So my whole thing is he goes to another team. Does he have the same offensive firepower and offensive line that he has in Green Bay? If I'm him, I'm trying to go back to Green Bay. But based off of the fact that they also drafted the kid a while ago, they may want to start moving towards him. And I think, does he have another year?
Rodgers?
On his contract, because the little extension they gave him?
Yeah.
So if they could trade him. Or
I mean, hell, he has two more years.
Did he have a no-trade clause?
I'm sure he has a no-trade clause.
So my whole thing is, I see him more likely there than I see him go more like he goes somewhere else before the retirement. If he says anything about retirement, it is part of his negotiation and trying to make everything go in his favor.
So if Rodgers stays, right,
mm-hmm.
The next big domino becomes Russell Wilson. Same thing. Percent chance Russell Wilson actually goes anywhere.
I think the chance he stays there. Because for Russell, what he needs is, give me a little better offensive line. He has receivers that can go get it. And the running backs are solid.
They already changed the play caller for him.
But the running backs are solid, but the offensive line is garbage. So if you get better at the offensive line with what they have right now, I think they can make a difference now. I mean, if I'm a quarterback, okay, I have athletic ability. I can run around. I don't want to run around every play, though. I want to run around when I feel like, okay, let me extend
it. Right, right,
but if I got to drop back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and like, oh, Lord, they already threw the line. I got to go. I don't want that. And that's how it was for him. Then he got hurt on top of it. So people like to say a person is old when things start happening towards them real quickly. If your offensive line is garbage, it's garbage. And that makes a very good quarterback look very average a lot of times.
We talk about all these veterans that'll be on the move. I'm not sure they will. And if they are, I don't think they're coming here. Maybe put some outrageous package together. But people have mixed around my thought. Who are the quarterbacks that will be on the move? Deshaun Watson, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mitch Trubisky, perhaps Jameis Winston. They're not sexy options, but those are the people that will be available.
Okay.
And Deshaun Watson, if the legal stuff can get resolved, or it's not even legal, if the
civil
suits can get resolved.
He's the top dog.
By a mile.
He's the top dog if it doesn't, because let's realize, as good as Aaron Rodgers is, Deshaun Watson is 12 years younger. And I think that youth has a lot to do with it. And we've seen an older person with the questionable reputation and the way he handles things, and you got a young dude. And he got some questions about him. But if you're thinking about the football aspect, I'll take that guy that got 12, 13 more years to play than that guy that we don't know what he's going to do. He's always threatening to retire, and he's older as well. And he's been around for 17 years, and he's been to one.
It's crazy.
That's because he's playing outside in the cold, I guess.
So
I don't know.
You can hate the options, but you got to be realistic about what the options are.
That's why my focus is on developing talent. And if you're good at developing talent, we can draft a guy who may not be the guy that everybody think he is. But in one year we see what's happening. 2 years we say, oh, good improvement. 3 years we're going, damn. And in the fifth year, he looks like a damn Josh Allen. Who's going to complain about that?
Draft and develop for B. Mitch. More coming next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for all well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Here's the conversation. If we think Rodgers is probably going to stay in Green Bay at the end of the day, and we think Russ Wilson's probably going to stay in Seattle at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
Of these star quarterbacks that we think might move, who is it? Deshaun Watson's the only real star that is likely to be moved. Likely. I'd say the other guys are unlikely. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But if not, you're talking about drafting a kid at 11. Maybe you trade up in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Go get yourself Kenny Pickett. Yep. Cody's guy. Corral. Whoever it is. Malik Willis. Because if not, you're talking about Garoppolo. You're talking about Trubisky. They will not put butts in seats. They'll probably make people get mad. Eric in Waldorf has an idea.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. He's a serviceable quarterback. He's not flashy. He's not great. He's never going to be great. Go get Jimmy G. Sign him to a two-year deal. And I'm telling you guys, I know that this draft class is not getting a lot of love from the so-called experts like Mel Kiper. Like, who gives a damn what Mel Kiper has to say, but whatever. There's two all-pro quarterbacks hiding in this draft class because they're not getting all the hype. They're not getting all the pressure. They're going to go to a team. They're going to get a chance to develop, and they're going to become somebody. They're not going to be the next Tom Brady, per se, but I think Washington wants to take a hard look at Matt Corral or Carson Strong. Strong is tall. If your quarterback's not 6'3", don't draft him. I mean, yes, Kyler Murray is an amazing, but the trend is a taller quarterback is a better quarterback. You can see over the defense. Strong is a better pocket passer. Corral's got more mobility. They both got big arms. Develop those guys, and they're going to be somebody in 2 or 3 years.
Thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate you, man. I mean, that's kind of what you're saying, B, is you got to draft and develop.
Yeah.
And I think if you sign a veteran, right?
Yep.
You sign Garoppolo and you draft somebody, I think people could be on board for that.
But Garoppolo's not a free agent. He's still got one more year on his deal with $26 million.
He's 26, and then what is his
You think they're keeping him?
For one more year? Would you really want to trade away assets for a guy that you just said is not great? He's not going to get you over the hump.
I'm not advocating to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me be abundantly clear about that.
No, I'd like to take
game,
a week.
Listen, their running game is better than our running game. And basically, their defense is better than our defense. Their O-line is better than our O-line. And he still goes and have pedestrian-type numbers. And that's what you want to go get?
They're going to release him.
How much guarantee left in this contract?
None. Well, it's the final year of his deal, and it's a $25 million cap savings if they cut him.
They're going to still try to get something for him.
If Washington gets him for a second and a fourth.
And then what is his number going to be?
That's where it gets complicated because you probably want to get a contract done with him. Okay. You probably want a two-year extension or something.
What is he supposed to make this year?
His cap number for this season would be $27 million.
And he's going to get somewhere around 27, basically.
I mean,
maybe more, because he's not going to move to another team and take less.
But, B-Mitch, you just said everything around him is great, and he's still putting up pedestrian numbers. He comes here. What's he going to do?
That's the question I'm asking. I'm just asking. He comes here. We're talking about giving up something for him. Plus, he's going to take a certain level of number. And then you say you're going to go draft a quarterback as well. Now we're kind of in a situation we've been where we're going to have a lot of money tied up into the quarterback position. With an average guy, a guy that you don't know about, moving forward. Why don't you just get the guy that you don't know about and coach him up and build, like we talked about from the beginning, build more around him. You know, and then maybe that quarterback in 2 years, 3 years, is starting to play at a level and you got the rest of the people to help him along the way.
Question for the room. I don't know this. What did Dan like about Alex? Alex was a winner. You look at Jimmy. He's going to be in his second NFC title game in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 1-4 shot of being in his second Super Bowl in 3 years.
Okay.
Somebody out there might look at Jimmy and say, he's a winner.
Yep. And when they were sitting at 6-3, the stadium was empty with Alex, that winner.
Correct.
And the last thing that Dan and the NFL and anybody else wants is a damn empty FedEx Field next year and the years to come. So you get a guy that can go out there and do this, that, and the other, and they're maybe winning or maybe losing. It's going to make everybody run in droves back to the stadium?
I don't think he's the answer. I wouldn't want to give up assets to acquire Jimmy Garoppolo. I just think it's a more real option than people are considering.
Well, I would say this. Based off of just the pure game I saw him play on Saturday, I would say a hard no.
You weren't impressed by 11 of 19 for $130
and a pick? Nothing he did on the field. And I know, yes, they won the football game. It wasn't because of him. And this is just straight up. Like, you know, a lot of time when a game is over, we do this. That quarterback is 1-0. If you had to go based off his play, he's 0-1. He didn't do a damn thing. Did they score a touchdown as an offense?
No.
Okay. So what are we even discussing here?
And that game was so awful. Neither team had 300 total yards. The Niners had 212 total yards.
Okay, yeah, that's the quarterback I want. Sure, hell yeah.
Chris in D.C. What up, Chris?
Hey, what up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, here's what's crazy. Let's pair out a scenario, since we're doing scenarios. What if Jimmy G goes to the Super Bowl and wins a Super Bowl, and then he's going to be, what, they're going to cut a Super Bowl-winning quarterback?
Hell no.
All right, so once again, Washington is in the same position, a quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Granted, we do need a quarterback. There's other needs on this football team than a quarterback. If you look at the drafts.
Yeah, but none of them are as important. There are other needs,
okay,
but quarterback's by far the most important.
I understand that. But at the same time, you don't need a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady to go out there and win the Super Bowl. Look at Matt Hasselbeck. They went to the Super Bowl. You got quarterbacks going to the Super Bowl that are not superstars. Granted, it's quarterback loaded league, but how do you stop a quarterback? You got to have a good defense. Look what Bill Belichick did to Peyton Manning all those years.
So do you want to keep the current plan and just keep putting random QBs in there? That you're good with
it? Well, another thing. Look at what do you actually trust this organization with the rookies right now? Look at Josh Donaldson. Look at all these rookies they drafted, first rounders that not panned out.
That's a fair point. Thank you for the call, bud. Appreciate you. I hear Landfill, how hard do you have to hold back from barfing when people call in and say, just build the defense, the quarterback will come?
It's basically the single most enraging thing that I have to deal with. The Bills were like the best defense in football, and Patrick Mahomes went 45 yards on them in 13 seconds, and then after they got the ball in overtime, they completely walked down the field and scored a touchdown with the Bills offering zero resistance. Enough of this defense. Enough.
The thing I say is this.
There's ways to win regular season games, and then in the playoffs, when it gets late January, early February, it's really tough to do without an elite quarterback.
But we have... These fans are only repeating what we've heard the head coach state. He stated that. And the thing of it is this, though. When I hear people talk about get a great defense, I keep saying the rules today are catered to the offense. And when I saw Sean McVay throw it down the field, Tom Brady throw it down the field, Pat Mahomes throw it, you know why? They got people that can go get it. But also, if you happen to touch somebody, that flag comes out real quick against the defense most times. You know what I'm saying? So when we're going to build a defense, our defense got carved up all year. What makes people think that if I build a defense, a quarterback's coming? How about you build the O-line? If you build an O-line and build a D-line and get out of it, we had a D-line that was basically supposed to be trying to go out and compete for historical numbers. And they didn't. It goes back to the simple thing, developing talent. And again, putting butts in seats. I don't know why we want to sit up here. We understand for the last 20-plus years what this thing is about. But we ignore that because, yes, other teams have great quarterbacks. Other teams do. But we got a long list of stuff that would probably make the top quarterback say, I will stay away from that place.
Phone lines are packed. Jimmy G? Jimmy G in D.C.? Landfill's not into it. What about you? 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's pretty ironic how we sit here and have this discussion. Got to get an elite quarterback. Got to get a real quarterback in Washington that can win you games. You, especially coming off that prize fight last night. Ollie Frazier last night between Mahomes and Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I think, last night, B, became a household name. Everybody knows him now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and it takes those type of games just to let people know you, look, I'm on the scene. And everyone thinks you got to win every game to change up the way people think about you. Even in that loss, I bet you he garnered way more respect than a lot of people. Because they know now, and if he had the ball last, I think everybody, if you truly watch that game, you're thinking if Buffalo had the ball, they'd probably win.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But you and I asked a question Friday. We were talking about Pat and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And you say, who's the best? And you asked, did I still think Pat was the best? Out of those two. I still think he's the best out of those two. But I think Josh is coming. But I think Pat is not trying to relinquish anything at this point. Because that dude was spinning some balls yesterday. Josh spent balls. I could leave that game saying, I'll take either one of them quarterbacks any day to go down and play some football for me. Just like I left the game with Tom Brady and Matt Stafford yesterday. But I know they didn't want Tom Brady touching the football again.
Hell no. But you look, you got Mahomes, Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
The best and soon to be the best. I think might be a fair way of talking about those two.
You may think, Mahomes may stay the best for a while.
Okay. In the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reality with quarterbacks is good ones get lumped into great one territory when, in fact, they're not.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about Matt Stafford. He's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's not Mahomes. He's not Brady. He's not Rodgers. Burrow, I think, is or will be one of those guys.
Yeah, he has ability to do it.
So the NFC side, you got Stafford, and in a lot of ways, Stafford is just an extension of Sean McVay.
Yeah.
And Stafford's a good player, too. The throw he made to win it there late was an impressive throw. He knew he was going to take a big hit. Stafford's got a big arm. Stafford's a good quarterback.
Very.
Jimmy G isn't. So perhaps there is a path, Landfill, to just building a good team with an average quarterback and getting deep into the playoffs. I mean, San Francisco's literally doing it, but it's really, really hard to pull off. You need a million things to break right for that to work.
Yeah.
You are, Cody, how often does in poker, when you're sitting and waiting for an inside straight draw, how often does that hit?
Not often at all.
What are the percentages? 12% of the time?
I think it's less than that.
That's the build a really good team and have an average quarterback. Yeah. You're trying to get an inside straight draw.
You got.
It's not impossible. It can happen. It's rare.
Yep. You got three of diamond, six of diamond. And you're late in that thing. You're like, oh, I'm playing for this. I'm playing for this. And then you end up with a three of diamond and a six of diamond.
Right.
It's an 8% chance.
And what if you only have the 7, the 8, and the 10? So you need two cards. Because I don't think Washington's a card away.
Yeah, you'd have to hit runner-runner, and I think your chances are going down like 2%.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
Now, listen, let's be obvious. They are attacking the quarterback position this offseason. Everyone from Ashburn is yelling that off every rooftop, okay? They've said it on the record. They've said it off the record. They got their guy Mike Silver writing stories about it for their own website. That they had to put a weird, the views of this do not necessarily reflect the views of the team because they're so worried about tampering. Everyone knows you're going after a QB, okay? But you still got to get one.
Yeah.
There's this assumption that it'll just happen.
It's not going to just happen.
You better give them a Godfather offer.
See, right now, this is the thing they give me. When you're starting to see people from their website writing certain things, I look at that in one or two different ways. One way, they're trying to throw out a smokescreen. The other way, they know people are going to think they're throwing out a smokescreen. It could be exactly what they're trying to do. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we don't know. I mean, and then they come out and say, well, this is not the opinion of the team. Where does an in-house person get information from? In-house people, right? He ain't writing too much stuff on his own, writing his own opinions. Because if that was the case, somebody like me would be working for a team like that. Because I'll be telling you my opinion, and they don't want that. They want your opinion to match their opinion. And we all know that.
People on Twitter want B-Mitch to elaborate on why bringing Jimmy G here wouldn't put butts in seats.
You got to have a quarterback who has a reputation of being a damn good quarterback. I asked the question right now. Is he a damn good quarterback? That's why I wouldn't put butts in seats. Because you saw him in a playoff game just throw 134 yards yesterday, 2 days ago, and an interception. They didn't have an offensive touchdown. Where is that exciting at? That's less exciting than drafting a quarterback with the possibilities of he could be this. Jimmy G's been around a long time. And most times when they go far, it's because of somebody other than him. Yeah, he took the snap and handed it off to the running backs. I think Deebo Samuels should deserve much more credit than Jimmy G to where they are today. Because if Deebo Samuels was hurt in the last eight games, they damn sure ain't making where they are.
I think at best, what, Leifel? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, B-Mitch, in your analysis there, concluding Jimmy G won't help with ticket sales, did you consider the fact that he is really attractive and that could bump up sales with the female demographic?
He's dated porn stars, B. Just saying.
I don't care who he dates. Ain't gonna help win the game. Ain't going to put no butts in no seats.
He's hot. He's dreamy. He's McDreamy.
Maybe you'll have somebody to do your strip poker with you.
It's strip blackjack, damn it.
Whatever it is.
Phone lines are packed. Let's talk Jimmy. I don't think Jimmy puts butts in the seats, but maybe there are people that would. I got a tweet from some dude that drives from Pittsburgh for the games. He said, I'm not driving to, it must not be Pittsburgh, I don't know, Pittsburgh or something. Pitt WFT fan. I'm not driving 2 hours to watch Garoppolo. Now, Wilson, Watson, or Rodgers, or Kenny Pickett, they're worth the drive. I don't think he's alone. Phone lines are lit up. We're going to do all phones next segment. Plus, Brian, Lanville, I know how much you enjoy the theory that the Washington football team has been let down by their alumni, and that's why they can't get back into the playoffs and become a winning team. I'm ready to one-up that theory with a tweet I just got from Ben Conti. I'll explain who's to blame for all of this when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.